What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? Angela, are you ready for the spooky season?
I am so ready.
We're so ready, guys. Her heart was pumping for this film. Let's get right to it, guys. Hope y'all ready for this. Let's talk movies. What's going on, everybody? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can only Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk for movie fans. Guys, you're bringing the movie world right into your ears' devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Malignant. Man, an under a radar film, kind of film that, like, I really didn't, one of us did no marketing really whatsoever for this movie, which is what I personally felt. I know Angela, she mentioned it too, besides the HBO Max deal of, like, letting us a small little notification, but it's like, dude, there's no really, like, I didn't see any billboards, I didn't see any Facebook ads,
like, anything for that. Yeah. And then the only reason why it caught my eye is because when I saw it, like, okay, this is going to be available on HBO.
Yeah, same day.
I saw that it was going to be by James Wan. Yeah, I know Ryan loves James Wan.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. So that's what drew me in to see this one. Yeah. Because it's a very familiar name if you're familiar with the Conjuring universe.
The Conjuring universe, the Saw. I mean, this gentleman... is really good at making horror stuff, horror movies, horror franchises. I mean, look at, he made Saw, you know, the very first original Saw movie that I love. It's one of my favorite Saw movies. If you were to rate the movies, Saw number one is always gonna be the top one for me. Personal preference right there. He made Aquaman. I mean, this guy
Conjuring,
had
The Conjuring. Annabelle's.
The Conjuring universe, not all the Annabelles. The Conjuring universe, I don't think he'd make the spinoff. The Conjuring universe is actually, so he's made one, two, and he did not make three. So, but he produced three, his name is attached with all the Annabelles and all that, pretty much. But just, I don't know if he takes part in it as much as I would like him to be, because obviously some movies are not
because
that
he loves
good
him.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, this movie was really under a radar film once again. It's a different kind of horror movie, man. Like, damn, this guy is so freaking good at camera angles. Like, I was just getting chills by his camera angles. The way his camera angles were going, you guys would know what we're talking about, is that these different kind of horror movies of, like, this is a different style of him, I would say. And to a sense to where he's getting better. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm just like, guy, this guy was born 1977, and I'm just like, wow, like, this guy just keeps getting better. The older he gets, the more better he gets. James Wan is just so beautifully, it's beautiful.
So watching this movie. Going into this, since we hadn't really heard of it and didn't really read into it, we didn't really know we didn't watch a trailer. We really didn't know what kind of story, where it would go.
Yeah.
And as it unfolded, like, I guess the big climax, unreveal, shocker.
Yeah.
It really shocked me. I really didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. And, you know, that's one thing I really like about, you know, this movie, was because it shocked us and
Definitely.
It gave us something that we didn't expect. I didn't see that coming at all.
I absolutely
hate it when I can predict every single move of a horror movie because it's been done, recycled, and it's like the same old jump
over,
scares
over,
over and over again. But this one was really different, and I really got to admire the story and where it went. And it was
good
actually
story.
A pretty good story.
Solid
like
story,
that's
man.
Pretty. Creepy.
Even the music was so in tuned with the tone that they were going with. I mean, I just feel like, dude, this movie should have been like just only theaters, only obviously with HBO doing their crap that they usually do with Warner Bros. And everything. It's just, it sucks because it's like, dude, this movie deserves to be in a theater. Granted, we did watch it HBO Max. I just want to clarify that. We did, because it's on HBO Max. It's like tempting. It's tempting, it's free, and it's like, you don't have to go, because we can watch it
here. Well,
it's
not free,
but
we pay for it.
Yeah,
but
it's just like, it's so, there's no premiere access. It's not like a Disney Plus, but it's an additional fee, that's what I'm getting at. But in the end, dude, these camera angles were killing it. There's a certain thing to where, like, I want to know, especially, because it was just tough for me. That suit, or like that certain scenes, I wonder if it was CGI or if it was makeup. And you guys will know what we're talking about a lot. The gore in this movie is so beautiful. It's so beautifully done. It's not overkilling it. Yes. It's not overkilling blood. There is a lot of bloody scenes.
Because I don't like just straight gore with no purpose. Yeah. Like it shows the violent scenes that are happening.
Yes.
These killings that are happening. And we see it. But it's not like over the top. Like they're trying. Yeah. They're trying to be bloody. Exactly. And I like that. I like that about this film. I agree with you. There are certain scenes where it looks a little like CGI-ish just because of the way.
Well, no, it makes me question, like, is it CGI? Like, that's a good thing because it's like, is it CGI or is it makeup?
I think that's also good because it makes you question. It just adds that mystery to the character.
Yes.
It's a character that we're talking about.
And that's the thing that
so many details
went into this when it comes down to like the story plot and everything. Because let's be honest here. I didn't read any IMDb. We didn't watch the trailer once again. A lot of this shocker was really good. And this was just a great, solid movie. Jeez. Really great, solid movie to get us in the holiday season. I know I'm speaking loud. It's just, I'm so excited to talk about this movie. I was excited jumping out of my scares. Once again, the camera angles. A different kind of horror character. Creature that we are not used to. Like, jeez.
It was definitely, I wouldn't call it a psychological thriller. But it is kind of a psychological thriller and a horror because you don't know what's going on. You don't know if it's in someone's head. You don't know if it's real or not. And I love movies like that because it makes you question reality.
And we were totally wrong. Loved it. You know what I love more about movies is when I'm freaking wrong.
Again.
When I'm wrong.
I do not like when I can predict a horror movie step by step. Yeah. Okay, this scene is what's gonna happen. This is gonna be the ending. I don't like movies like that. This one, we both kind of guessed like, oh yeah, we bet it's this or we don't bet it's that or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were both wrong. And we like the way the story went and proved us wrong. Like it was really interesting the way it unfolded. I didn't see that coming. And I gotta say, I really like the cast in this. I don't recognize a lot of the people. They might be in a lot of other projects. I think the main character, Madison, she is from like Peaky Blinders. So different products I haven't seen. So I really liked seeing them, not knowing their big names. I really like that.
And here's the thing. It wasn't like overkill jump scares. I wouldn't even say there's not that many. I would say like one or two jump scares really because it's like it's a really it feels like a crime movie in that sense. And it's not really like it's a hard crime.
It's like a mystery.
Like, horror, okay, for real, guys. This is thriller. IMDb. This is action, crime, horror, mystery, thriller. Like, dude, all those genres. And it's just, I feel like it's all of them. And I love that because it's crazy how one creative mind, like James Wan, can really just shift the whole horror sequence. Because it's like, I feel like right before he makes a movie, he's just like, okay, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this.
So
I haven't done this yet.
I feel like the character itself, the creature character, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, no spoilers, of course.
That is really interesting the way he came up with that character because,
And it's half true in the sense.
It's half true. Yeah. The thing happens in real life, but it's to the extreme and it makes you question like, oh my gosh, could this happen? Is it fiction?
It's realism. Is it real? It feels like real.
It's really creepy. It is creepy because it's a medical thing that happens. But again, we really liked the character. Yeah. I really liked how it unfolded to be. And it's just as a creepy character. James Wan makes really good creepy characters. He really does.
And the visuals are so good in this movie. And once again, I love it too because there's a lot of these dark scenes to where... Okay, the way James Wan does it, it's weird because it's like, it's not just James Wan though. It's just the horror movies in general. Like, where they're too dark, you can't really see. There's certain scenes in this movie where it gets dark, but then there's like a small little light in the distance, and it's like you could see the whole camera, and you could see that person. I did not feel like I could not see the character because your whole point of this is to follow that character in that sense and everything, and to really follow him or her and see on this adventure, see on this horror sequence that's about to happen. Yeah, exactly. And all bets aside, man, it's this movie. If someone would have told me this movie is gonna be almost a five, or five stars out of four, or at least a ten, close to a ten, I would be like, you're dead wrong, man. This does not feel like a 10 movie. and it's so damn close to it, I would say, to my ratings, man. But was this film we deserved, Angela? I'm gonna say yes.
I would say yes, because yeah. I enjoy James Wan and his work. I know you really enjoy his work. Dude,
this movie is so good. Great. Yeah.
This was really interesting. I'm gonna buy it. It had his signature touches, you say, camera angles and stuff.
Dude, now you know what I'm talking about when you saw this movie, right? The way the camera was going, following this character above and beyond. It's so beautiful. Once again, and then I would say it also is that the way that this character development was so good. Spot on.
How we see
the everyone story changed.
And the characters unfold.
Yeah, everyone changed. And it's funny.
Even characters that we didn't even think to know, that they existed. Yes. That was crazy. So, again, I like how the story kind of came together at the end.
There was four or five main characters, or not main characters, but the four or five people that were consistently on camera throughout the movie. And every single one of them changed their whole opinion on this situation. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. It's really astonishing to me. It's just wow.
We got to say, there's some videotapes in there that are creepy as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Those creepy. Are great to watch.
Creepy.
So, again, definitely no spoilers, creepy. But that was, I really liked the way the story unfolded, the cast. See, I think they did really great.
And this is the type of movies where I'm going to watch the special features of, because I want to hear James Wan himself really tell us why he made this.
I want to see what he was thinking when he made this character.
The whole plot. Character. Yeah,
I want to see.
And the drawing board, did he visually see it? Because there's a lot of times where I didn't even know James Wan was like, dude, this scared me as a kid. And he's brought on those situations that he's experienced as a kid into real life, into a movie, you know. It's just, I love that, because it's like you share your experience with the whole world in that sense. But Warner Brothers, what the hell, man? Y'all need to market this movie like crazy. What is wrong with y'all? We're about to be in Halloween season. Why didn't you guys market the hell out of this? Again, they might just be like, oh, we don't have faith in it. It's not a franchise, because that's what they're probably thinking, because it's not a franchise movie. It's not. It's a one and done good style horror movie.
Depends.
No. If you franchise this movie, I'm going to be pissed.
But I mean, it's not in my opinion, a one and done. Now, should they continue on? I really don't know. But for me, it's tough. Possible the way it ended.
All right, ratings. 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest, Angela. What are you going to give this rating?
I'll give it an 8.
I'm going to give this a 9.4. 9.4. Nah, screw it. 9.5. Almost a 10. This is how good this movie is, man, because it's really it's mind-boggling. It really is, because it's just, you question yourself throughout this movie. I just love it when I'm totally wrong about movies. I love it when I'm trying to predict, okay, this is gonna happen. It's this person.
We both do.
It's this person that's killing everybody and all this stuff. It's just my superstition of just trying to find the killer before it actually gets revealed in the movie. And was totally wrong, and I loved it.
And we like that about it. So I would say I'm a solid 8, because I really enjoyed the film. It was scared
9.5 for me.
It didn't do the jump scares that I hate, but it still disturbed me.
Definitely.
And it was definitely creepy, and it makes me if I hear a sound when I'm in the house by myself, I'm going to take a double-edged oh, shoot. So I like movies like that. Those are effective to me. You don't have to do jump scares that are silly and overdone to scare me like that. And I think this film did a really good job of that.
Definitely. I totally agree with you there. Final thoughts. I would say this movie, give it a chance, guys. And again, put on comments down below. Maybe you hated this movie. Tell us why in the comments
down
below.
Maybe you thought it was silly.
Yeah, or you just really enjoyed it. Because let's be honest here. Whether it was it's not scary. It's not a real scary movie. I would say that, no, absolutely not. It's a thinker, and it's creepy. I wouldn't call it scary. I wouldn't even call it.
It's a little disturbing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. I mean, it says horror, but it really touches up on that a little bit. But it's to where it's supernatural stuff, and you guys would know what we're talking about. It's just in a sense to where you could get away with this in all different, and obviously they did, with all these different kind of genres, and it really feels that way.
It really is all those different genres.
I love that, because it's not just bum 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 bum, like a dumb jump scare. It's all with the bass all loud, and there's one particular scene there where the bass is loud, and that's it. And it's just throughout the movie, it's just you're trying to follow this one person, Madison, and you're just really trying to figure out
What's going on?
What the hell's going on with her? Why is this situation happening to her?
You're trying to figure out and solve the mystery along with the characters. And
I loved
that's
it.
A good
film. I loved it. so much. I'm going to buy this movie. I can't wait to watch the special features of it. Maybe the commentary, depending how long it is. The commentary is. That's what usually affects me. This movie came out to be an hour and 51 minutes. I'll say that's a good runtime.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It felt like an hour and a half. I'm not going to lie. That's how good it was. Like, I felt like I gained 20 minutes back instead of losing it. If that makes any logical sense, probably not. But yeah, guys. All right. Any final thoughts, Angela?
I would say just give it a shot.
Definitely. We're about to be in hot.
Especially October. If you like James Wan's other work. Yeah. I think this would really surprise you.
Definitely.
It surprised us, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we did.
Definitely, definitely. And of course, James Wan does get story credit. So this is a story by him. So obviously this had to be in some sense of his, obviously came from his brain. And it's just like, dude, like, what is this guy thinking? What other tricky stuff? But we have a cat in the background. Sorry about that. But all right, guys, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aknola, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
If you have not already, hit that subscribe button, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. And check y'all later. Thanks for watching movies, guys. And thanks for talking with us with movies. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.